FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
Morning, guys. How are we? Jade is back.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Jade.
Sorry, had to fix my mic up, get it in the right spot.
You meant to do that before I turn it on.
I know.
Jade,
I'm getting back into the groove.
Yeah. How was your holiday?
It was really good.
Thank you. Your mini holiday.
Yes.
We're going on holidays again in 2 weeks. Oh. You really double dipped on that one, didn't you?
Can't wait.
The more the better, why not?
I got the taste tester, I got the crumb, and then, get the full plate.
So you went up to Brisbane. How was your birthday?
Yeah, it was really good.
Did it all come together? The Botox, the outfit, the tan?
The tan, really.
The dress.
Captured the dress. I said to Ben, because he tried to make me wear stockings, he's like, put some stockings on.
Isn't it Queensland? Freezing, boiling hot?
No, because my legs looked funny in the dress with the shoes. He's like, oh, maybe try and, put on some stockings
How
or something.
Rude.
I did, and we were like, "Whoa, no, that makes things worse." So I had to get the tan, and it all came together.
Oh,
excellent!
Good. I'm glad.
I'm glad everything worked out just how you wanted it.
Welcome back.
It was good. Thank you. I missed you.
We held the fort yesterday and Friday.
Yeah,
it was good.
The boys'
breakfast.
Yeah. I listened in a little bit on our podcast, which is on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Oh, damn, did you hear what I said about you? No, I'm joking.
Jade's like, I'll be
all
listening
All I heard
again.
Was you pining like a little puppy. Going, Jade.
There was no pining.
Yes, there was.
Next, though, you may have seen a little bit of it, but Kanye West, of course, with his presidential dream, is that a press conference, been crying. Things got really weird. He even sprayed 2020 in spray paint on his head.
Yeah, it's getting out of hand, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm going to bring you some of the weird moments of Kanye's past to give some context to his weirdness in present.
Good, because I've missed out on it.
Yeah. His past behaviour is definitely not an indicator of how these types of people will be as president. Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love, right now, kicking off your Tuesday. Good morning.
Close.
Oh, what a classic. Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. And, of course, Kanye running for president. We're having a look at some of the craziness of the past couple of weeks.
Saying she a gold digger.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Picasso is dead. Steve Jobs is dead. Walt Disney is dead. Name somebody living.
He's one of the weirder characters out there. And I thought what we could do is have a bit of a look at some of his weirdness over time. We, of course, have to start with this presidential rally. So he had his first presidential rally on Sunday, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And some reason he just started to get really, really weird when he started talking about abortion. Because he said it should remain legal. But then he got really bizarre and started crying. Have a listen to this.
My mom saved my life. My dad wanted to abort me. My mom saved my life. There would have been no Kanye West because my dad was too busy.
There, he said, I almost killed my daughter.
Yeah, so obviously he came out and said he called Kim Kardashian after God spoke to him because she was contemplating having an abortion with, I think, Northwest.
Right.
Jeez.
She had the pills in her hands.
That's next level, isn't it?
Really bizarre.
And very personal out there, really in front of the world.
But also just so weird, that he's trying to connect this to his presidential campaign. He's standing there with the huge numbers 2020 spray painted on his own head.
Jackson, you love the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Do you think Kim will hate this?
Well, I'm just looking at TMZ now, and apparently they are furious.
Which is understandable. I don't see this marriage lasting, to be honest.
Really? You reckon it's over?
I couldn't see it going any further than that, could you? That's a very personal detail.
That is very personal.
An empire that pride themselves on sort of, you know, privacy in terms of that kind of thing.
Well, imagine, well, they're known to be all about family, but imagine poor Northwest growing up and then Googling a mum and dad and his presidential run and then finding out that mum wanted to abort her. Like, that's going to cause some bloody heartache,
I mean,
isn't it?
I say that as well, but the reality is this happens to a lot of families, not just the Kardashians.
Mm. Oh, so, I know, but, know. Like, imagine, yeah, but your mum is, you can't just Google that up and go, oh, my mum said this about me.
Yeah, things get, anyway, he's got, let's say, precedence for this sort of weird rant. We got to go back to 2016 when he went on the Ellen DeGeneres show, or Smellin', as we like to call her on this show, and made this a bit of this speech about how what he calls realness and greatness. Have a listen to some of this.
Everybody's trying to charge. I don't give a how much you've sold. If you playing on radio, are you connecting? Picasso is dead. Steve Jobs is dead. Walt Disney is dead. Name somebody living.
So this was a 7-minute monologue that he just basically went on this full-on rant, and Ellen's just sitting there like, what is happening on my show? Like, this is going to be sound grabs forever.
God help him, and God help us if somehow, some way, it turns out.
Can I just jump in here for a sec? Because I didn't know, I thought he was out of it. The run.
He's sort of back in somehow.
How? Like, oh, I thought he wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, well,
he got in at the last second.
Yep,
on his name on the ballot. I think it might have been one of the, Oklahoma, I think it was, one of the states.
He found a way in.
Wow.
Right, so let's also remember, of course, his Taylor Swift speech, because I feel like that's one of his great moments of all time. He jumps on stage, rips the trophy out of her hand and says this sort of gear.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Taylor Swift deserved it.
100%.
That was terrible when he did that.
I know, really bad behavior. But, of course, we have to wrap up with one of the great moments, I think, in one of his songs. Just have a listen to this. And remember, this is possibly the next president of the United States, a song he made and published.
Whoop-dee-doo-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop.
Well,
I mean, feel free to fade it down at any time.
That's amazing.
That is a song that he published, believed was great, and put out there and said, I want this to be my next big hit.
I am a god.
The next president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, potentially.
Hey, we are playing What's in Jake's Box. Minutes away. Give it a shake, please, Jake.
Ooh, okay, here we go.
This is such a big moment
because it's been so long. 2 weeks since I've shaken my box.
All right, give it a shake.
Oh.
First clue. Hard on one side, bushy on the other.
Okay, on offer today, 13, 10 and 9 if you want to play. We have a family pass for Port Stephens four-wheel drive adventure tour. Join Port Stephens four-wheel drive tours for an award-winning and memorable four-wheel drive and sandboarding tour on the incredible sand dunes in Port Stephens. The lines are open right now. Give us a call. Good morning.
The Novos. UFM. The Novos. What's in Jade's box?
Yeah, we have prizes galore here yet again this week. On offer this morning, we have a family pass for Port Stephens four-wheel drive adventure tour. You and your mates could go out the day. So much fun. 13, 10, 09. If you want to play, give your box a shake, please. And Crevo's got a clue, Jade.
Okay, here we go. Shall we?
That's it. All right, first clue was, of course, hard on one side, bushy on the other.
Oh, Bevan, good morning.
Hey, Bevan.
Good morning, mate.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Oh, not long enough.
Oh, it never is it? We need a permanent long weekend just from winning the lotto.
Oh, I'll be happy with that.
Did you buy a ticket on the weekend?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
I did. Didn't win, hence why I'm here, Bevan. But let's see if we can get you this family pass on the four-wheel drives out there at Port Stephens. What do you think's in my box?
Toothbrush, not correct.
Sorry, Bevan. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
All right. It's Rodney. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
Rodders is back.
Rodders is back.
Rodders back.
Yeah. All right. I've got another clue for you, Rodders.
Awesome.
All right. So, when you get this, it comes with another item that's bigger than it.
A scrubbing brush.
Scrubbing brush, incorrect, sorry.
Sorry, Rodders. Thanks, man. What is it?
It's like the dustpan brush. You know, when you... like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really surprised you fit that inside Jade's box.
Me too, actually.
Well, if you just... like, sometimes it's just all about the angles when you're putting items in the box.
You're so good at the angles.
So you just got to get it at the right angle and you just sort of push it in there and it fits in just fine. And there's still room to give it a good shake, you know, and get that rattling sound.
Okay, good. Okay. Hey, you're really getting into that, aren't you? Far out.
Well, you just gave me the sign to keep
going. You sound like a big old nerd, maths nerd, talking about angles.
It's all about the angles.
Matchbox 20, 3 a.m. right now. The news with Hamish at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
Do you guys hike much?
What do you think?
Not often enough to stay fit.
I've always wanted to go hiking over in the Rocky Mountains over in the US, right? Because it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It gets Wyoming over in USA. It's beautiful. But there's known to be a lot of bears over there.
Bear country.
This story just came out of this black bear that approached this group of hikers over there. It was sniffing their hair. It got right up in their grill because they didn't know what to do. They just froze, right? Because it's like, well, you either run. I've never tried to outrun a bear. Never been in that situation. I don't think you can. Or you just sort of just freeze and you curl up into a ball and you're fake dead, apparently.
No, you don't run. You walk away and continually look at the bear.
Trust really? You to know, yeah, Hamish, I the exact science of how to escape a black bear.
No, I have a mate who was in that position in Canada. Yeah,
no.
A couple of times. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, well, this happened, and these girls just stopped there. The bear came up, did an old sniff, seeing if they were dipped in honey, and turns out they weren't, so that it walked away. So on 13:10:09. We want to know what animal almost killed you because they brushed death.
Stupid idiots. You're missing the vital part of that story. She pops her phone out, takes a selfie with it.
So they were perfectly still. They were perfectly still. And then she's like, should I risk it for the social media phone?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, go on.
Ching, ching, ching.
Luckily, she survived, though.
If you've been attacked by or always been attacked by an animal, almost killed you, let us know.
The more dramatic, the better.
Absolutely. Could be cows even. Kangaroos.
We'll hook you up with prizes.
Yeah, we've got the four-wheel drive adventure tour on offer. If you've almost been killed by an animal, 13:10:09. Right now, though, One Republic, Didn't I? A New FM. Good morning. Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning. What animal almost killed you?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is because these girls were hiking and this big black bear, huge, came up to them. They didn't know whether to run, walk, play dead. They just sort of froze and bear...
Let me take a selfie.
Creeps up and then one of them takes a selfie with it and it just wanders off. They're lucky to be alive. The bear could have ripped their heads off.
It was slashed, huge.
And that's it, the end.
That's it. One swipe, you dead.
All right, let's go to Xavier. Good morning.
Good morning. How you going?
Hey, mate. Doing good. What animal almost killed you?
So I was with three mates and it was an elk.
An elk?
Yeah, I was in Wyoming, actually, in America, just going through a hike, and essentially went for a swim, which was, like, almost 0 degrees, and then, like, oh, we'll quickly get back on the hike, and then there was an elk right in the middle of the hike with its baby as well.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
So what did it do, like, run at you with its horns?
So we kind of try to figure a way of kind of scaling up the cliff and trying to kind of go over instead of going through the track. And as I'm climbing up, I'm wearing like thongs, which isn't the smartest idea. And I essentially step on the stick and just my thongs just barrel roll and I just fall over and it just starts like kind of rushing towards us. And we're all just shitting ourselves.
Xavier, what was the feeling like? Describe it to me when you realised that you'd gotten away from it.
It was more of a kind of just staring at it for an hour and kind of freaking out, and then it just
outwit, outlast, outplay.
Exactly. Now, I've just googled do elks attack people, and there is news article after news article about people being rushed to hospital after elks attacks, information about how they can be aggressive without warning.
They're so feisty like goats.
You got watch very out lucky for
goats. Like goats.
No, goats can
imagine
be dangerous.
Imagine being skewered on their horns.
Like a big old satay stick.
Yes. No, thanks.
Bring out the peanut sauce.
Going to give you that four-wheel drive adventure tour, mate, at Port Stephens. Enjoy, okay?
Oh, perfect. You're kidding.
No worries, man. Thanks for telling us a great story. Coming up after this, guys, you won't believe who's releasing some, inverted commas, celeb merch.
Oh,
this is exciting.
I hope it's cheap. You next,
it's a Big Brother contestant.
Oh, no.
And I just think it is bizarre.
All right,
he's not even a big star. It's a guy. I'll tell you more next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Violent Femmes, live across Newcastle, 6:53 with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. You won't believe who's starting to release, guys, celeb merch.
This is Big Brother.
Yeah, of course, the show wrapping up on Wednesday with the live finale. Now, it's been a massive success for Seven. Now, the contestants have left the show, obviously, and they are looking every which way but loose to make a little bit more extra dosh on the side.
Yep.
Of course, because they see this as a platform to trying to, you know, make some money, maybe a media career, that sort of stuff.
Well, you've only got 15 minutes.
That's right.
To lap it up, really, to make what you can.
Because nothing sells out the door more than cheap celebrity merch. So Kieran, you know, the bad driver, alleged worst driver.
Yeah.
So his nickname on the show with the housemates was Thick, T-H-I-C-C. So he's released a range of hoodies because that's all he seemed to wear in the house, saying Thick. Selling for $21.99, a very cheap hoodie.
At least.
But I'm just like, who is buying a Kieran from Big Brother hoodie?
Well, wasn't he iconic?
Iconic.
Well, in the house.
Look
out of
you.
No, well,
are
out
you
of
going to buy one?
Would you buy a hoodie, though, that says Thick?
No, maybe if I was a 16-year-old fangirl, probably.
Do you think that's he has a lot?
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know.
He's been causing trouble. Him and NASA have been fighting to no end. This might interest you, actually, also from the show, Jade. Angela, of course, the craziest person in the house. I loved her to bits. She's actually releasing her own range of lip gloss. So you know how she kept tucking the lip gloss into her boobs? And she'd just pull it out at challenges and reapply it. Obsessed with lip gloss, Crevo.
Right,
because
right.
I know you didn't watch the show.
No.
So she was the African woman.
Okay.
I can't believe she's now releasing her own range of lip gloss. And one of the other contestants that was voted out quite early. And it's like, mate, why are you bothering Garth?
I think it's smart.
So Garth was the gay guy on the show.
Yeah.
And in the house for all of 5 minutes when he was in there.
Oh, a bit longer than 5 minutes.
They were calling him Auntie Garth. So he's now released a line of T-shirts that say Auntie Garth with, like, a profile of his hair and glasses.
Would anyone buy that ever?
Absolutely not. At least he's giving some of the money to charity.
Okay, oh, that's good. That's good.
To childhood, towards childhood bullying. The other two, greedy.
The other two just in their own businesses.
But look, it begins.
I don't know. I think if you've got to take advantage of your 15 minutes as quick as you can. So, hey, I'm all for it. Go for it.
Now, just had a thought. Didn't Kieran get like $20,000 or something?
$15,000.
He's won?
Used that to print hoodies.
It finishes, Wednesday.
All right.
He's used that to print like 500 hoodies or whatever, and he's like, I'm going to double my money.
They're so cheap. Nobody's buying those.
I'd love to see his, like, I'm sure he's doing it on Shopify or one of those easy, like, web platforms.
Was it Alibaba?
Yeah, I'd love to see his sales because I reckon it'd be very low. He's going to end up with half of his garage because, let's face it, he doesn't have a car in there.
No, there's
full of boxes of old hoodies that are never sell.
There's a lot of obese people out there, you know. Well, it's true. Australia's, like, up there in the top five obese countries at the moment. If, you know, he's representing...
You know what?
...with thick, I think they might sell out.
They have other sizes, Jack. Also, it's the live finale on Wednesday. So he's going to wear the merch on the finale.
Yeah,
clearly.
Good.
So obviously. Quite smart.
Good.
Yeah, but how many is he going to sell, really?
Maybe 10, 12, I don't know.
We'll get him on the show and we'll find out.
I'd love to find out.
Give me your tips, mate. I want to make some dosh.
What's so your hoodie going
to you want
say,
to make
Jay?
Your own celeb merch. Can you do that for a lol? I'd love that. Hey, news time up next with Hamish at 6:57. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
New FM.
Connecting you.
And we got right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so magic.
New FM.
The official
The Novos.
A big thank you to the Happy Mobile Cafe, happymobilecafe.com.au, for our coffees this morning. I've got some banana bread here for us today. It's very nice.
Delicious.
Very nice.
What a win. What a win. Hey, next though, on 13:10:09, what we want are your weirdest stories you've heard in a taxi or Uber. Now, this could be you're riding, like you were the taxi driver or the Uber driver was telling you the story, or maybe you're a driver and you've heard some half-baked bizarre story from a passenger. That's what we're looking for, 13:10:09.
I was speaking to a cabbie the other day who loves the show. I think his name was David. Apologies if I didn't get that right. But I'm sure, David, you've heard plenty of crazy stories in your cab. If you have them, we want to put them on the radio next.
Exactly. 13:10:09 to get involved. Bottles of wine on offer.
Yeah, why not?
Don't drink and
right
drive,
now,
of course.
Benny, super lonely at New FM. Good morning. Smash Mouth, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we are talking cabbie story time / Uber story time. This is all after the other day. Maddie, you caught a taxi. They were talking about the show. And you thought, I bet there's some bizarre stories out there. Either as a passenger, the cabbie tells you, or if you are the driver, of course.
The way I think about this, right, so I was in Sydney over the weekend and I was getting a lot of Ubers. And this one Uber driver yesterday morning, I came to work with Jackson in the morning, so I got in, went to his house. It was like 3 a.m. and it's a special type of driver that's, you know,
takes
doing work
jobs
at that time. Anyway, he starts going on about these conspiracy theories. Coronavirus is a scam. He goes on and on and on and I'm like, mate, shut up.
I bet there's some more weird stories out there.
Oh, 100%. And on both sides as well.
Were you fueling him as well, asking questions?
No.
He was just...
I'm like,
How can we wrap this up quickly?
Hurry up, brother.
All right, let's go to the phones.
All right, first up, Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Jamie. Tell us, man, crazy story in a taxi. Was it you or the driver?
It was a driver and it was an Uber. I was on my way to collect my, return my rental vehicle and collect my vehicle after being repaired.
Yeah.
And the driver turned around and said to me, I get headaches from driving.
You're like, oh my God, are we really going to make this trip safely?
What did you say back to him?
I was unsure what to say, so I sort of sat there a bit silent, a bit shocked, wondering, well, am I actually going to get to my destination or am I going to end up wrapped around a pole or the arse of another car?
No, fair call. I would have thought the exact same thing.
Yeah, you're in the wrong job.
Wine for you. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate that. Guys, we do have on the phone right now the taxi driver that I got
really?
The other day. David, good morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, great taxi driver. Good. 10 out of 10 driving, mate.
Hello.
For you. Thank
Excellent.
You very much.
Come on, mate. I'm starting to blush now.
Now, interesting.
I'm starting to get a headache.
Interesting. Interesting perspective from you. You must have heard some whack stuff over the years. Tell me, what's the craziest thing you've heard in a taxi from a passenger?
Well, it actually happened to me. And I picked up a passenger at Mount Hutton. And when the passenger got in, he had a full can of bourbon. And I said, oh, mate, you can't bring that can in here.
Fair enough.
And so he just threw the full can of bourbon out, as you do. And anyway, we were driving along. And he said, take me to Gateshead. And take me to Gateshead Tavern. So along the way, he put a $50 note in my top pocket. And I said, mate, look, you've only got to pay the fare. That's all I want you to do.
Yeah.
And he said, do you think you're worth more than that? I said, oh, mate, just pay the fare at the end. Anyway, we got over to Gateshead, and he's still putting $50 notes in my top pocket.
Happy days.
This is weird,
but great.
I know what you're thinking, Jade. You want to become a taxi driver, but it only ever happened once.
How much did you end up getting in the end?
Well, the story continued. We got to Gateshead Tavern, and he said, well, I don't want to go here now. I want to get my alcohol from Mount Hutton. And I said, oh, mate, we just left Mount Hutton. He said, yeah, I know. Take me back. He kept putting more $50 notes in my top pocket.
What did you end up with?
$450.
Wow, holy what dolly. A steal.
What a great day.
And I tried to give it back to him, and he wouldn't take it. He paid the fare with another $50 and said, keep the change. And he left the car, and I've never seen him since.
Did he rob...
About 10 years ago.
Did he rob a servo before he got into the taxi? Is like offloading the evidence?
You say criminal, I say angel. I think that's really nice.
Matty.
Yeah.
I had $450 in my top pocket. I was not asking any questions.
You know what? That is fair. Hey, David, just before we let you go, we'll give you a bottle of wine for that story. I know that you just wanted to let Jade know that... it's weird to shower with your mother. Did you say... So David, the taxi driver, said...
Oh, did you bring this up in the cab,
he
hey?
Said, he said, just tell Jade...
Jade, I brought it up.
Oh, look, I'm telling you, I'm perfectly sane.
Yeah, that's just a little tidbit there. Jade said she likes to shower naked with her mother. Thank you, David.
Whilst we're talking to everybody, if anyone's down here at Cave Beach... Come down to the Mawson and look out to the ocean. There's plenty of whale.
Oh wow, great tip.
Awesome. David, thank you, sir.
What
David,
an
the cabbie there.
Pleasure.
Love that.
Yeah, I'd like to catch a cab, Dave.
Don't shower with your mother.
No, his top tip.
Love it or loathe it. Coming up next here at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Crevo.
Denovos. 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 Alright, so big day yesterday. Maddie, was your driving test. How did you go?
No good.
You didn't pass?
I failed the hazard perception test, so.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, Maddie.
So have you rebooked?
No, but I'm going for a lesson on Wednesday.
What's a hazard perception test?
It's like the test and your like reaction times of like going through lights and stuff.
Wow, geez, things have changed since I went to school. Yeah. So you sit in a simulator, is that right?
No, it's just like you watch it on a screen and it's like the car moves and you got to press when you got to turn and stuff like that. Or indicate or overtake.
That's ridiculous.
Well, is it?
Not really. I think it's good to have safe drivers on the road.
No, I think that sounds stupid. It's on a computer game.
Well, there we go.
Just because you don't hit the button at the exact time doesn't mean that you're not going to turn at the correct time on the road. There's a big difference between virtual simulation.
Yeah, anyway.
But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. So Maddie's driver's license sweepstakes is still up and running, by the way. So anyone who wants a date in that between now and the end of the year, you're welcome to.
Well, we already have a loser because somebody picked yesterday.
Katie had today
Sorry,
or
Katie.
Yesterday as their choice, so obviously is not the next one. Anyone who calls the show or just wants one of the dates, you're welcome to call up and grab one.
Out of curiosity, just real quick, so after, because you failed that test, how long is it before you can go again?
I think like a day or two.
Okay.
All right. So it's really, the calendar is wide open if anyone wants a date in the sweepstakes. Of course, if you do win and you pick the date Matty gets his license, you get 6 bottles of wine.
Cha-ching.
Pretty awesome.
Cha-ching.
6. Amazing. Crevo, up next, of course, Jade was on her little holiday, 4 days off. What a disgrace. She really extended her birthday out to no end, like five-day affair.
Oh, I did.
And it was only a small birthday. It was like 34. It wasn't even like a milestone.
34.
I think you've taken up all of your goodwill now.
Why?
Because I think...
like it's a limited resource.
Well, that's what happens.
It's not what happens. Anyway, we're going to have a chat about my little road trip away. Maddie just missed me. Don't be sour.
Yeah,
I'm back. My little sugar lumps.
You guys have a little socially distance hug in a second. You'll be better.
All right. Roxette, Joyride at New FM. Good morning. Roxette, Joyride. Wow. 105.3 New FM. Good morning. It's the Novos here. And Jade, she packed up her car with her husband. She She's flown the coupe, drove to Queensland.
Shut up and drive. That I did.
She sent you mad.
Yeah.
How was it?
You're like, that's enough. I'm out of here.
It was really good. It was so nice. You know, just to get away, because we were always planning when the Queensland borders open to head up anyway. It just sort of coincided with my birthday, which was great.
Great timing.
Because I got more presents. But no, it was fun. We went up there. It was so good to see my family. It'd been 8 months since I'd seen them, and it was really good. So I'm stoked.
I can't believe you made your poor grandmother come to the restaurant.
No, she wanted to come. So my nan's not very well, and I said to her, we actually planned dinner early for her to come along. I said, Mummy, sure nan's
gonna be right.
But she never used to sort of come out, but now I think, I don't know.
Did she love it?
She loved it, and she ate a fair bit of food. We were quite surprised because she doesn't eat a lot.
Wow.
She just loves the Thai food.
Yeah, but now she's just
sweet
sort of like,
sour pork.
Doesn't know how long she's got. She's just like, oh, I'm
living
going.
Life.
Yeah, she comes out and
good
stays out a bit later, so she's doing really well.
Did she have
well.
A couple of drinks?
She didn't. She had a sip of Coke, a mouthful, and yeah.
Ooh, big wild night for Nan.
Yeah, she had fun. It was good to see her there. So
slip a bit of Bacardi in there.
No, she didn't get tipsy or tiddly. But the food was good. We had Thai food, but I've got to say the drive up was spectacular, and it's great to see the amount of people who are helping out the regional Australia and the economy out there. There was a lot of travellers on the road that we're meeting as we were staying who are getting out and about. It's fantastic, honestly. Like, if you want to go on a little road trip, do it, because there's so many beautiful little places you can see. Like, I didn't even know there was, like, a Celtic country up there where we've got our own Stonehenge. Stonehenge.
Hinge on a gate, man.
But it's like there's these, lots of boulders
cultures.
And rocks. I had no idea this
so
existed
exotic.
Up near Glen Innes, but it's a thing.
You love a country town, don't you? How many did you stop in?
To be honest, we were up. Tenterfield was really the main stop that we had.
What's downtown Tenterfield like?
Did you hit up any antique shops?
Yeah, we did actually. I think it's, forgive me, I'm not really good at pronouncing this one. I think it's Walcher or Walker.
The show doesn't go there, so who cares?
It doesn't go there, but it was this really nice town. It was actually colder in the shop than outside. I don't know how that was possible.
Aircon.
But no, the aircon wasn't on. There was this little old lady, and she said, we went in, the lights were off, and I was like, hello?
Antique shop or dungeon?
Yeah, it was bizarre. She said, oh, hello, I'm just reading my book. And
come
then she's
down
like,
here.
And she goes, I'll turn the lights on for you. And then she gets up and she turns the lights on. She said, look, if you need a torch, let me know. Because some people find it still hard to see. And I was actually, my breath, you could see my breath coming out of my mouth because it was so cold in this shop. And I said, Ben, I said, there must be a lot of ghosts living in there because it was spooky cold.
Why was she so cooked? First of all, who reads a book with the light off?
Yeah.
Almost impossible. And who offers a customer a torch?
Way to make an inviting shop, turn all the lights off and hide with a book.
It was interesting. It was interesting. But no, lovely lady,
loss prevention,
teacher.
Clearly a big thing for them.
Exactly. Security, have it all dark so no one can see what to steal.
But lots of antique shops on the way. Even at like Tenterfield, there was another antique shop. There's so many nice places.
Jade loves a small town.
I'm just getting from this antiques.
Yeah.
Small towns, country towns, yeah.
You need to branch out in your life and do fun things, different things, Jade. Who cares about antique shopping? You need to get over it. You
Crevo
go to Morpeth every
week. Oh, so who's the...
Every weekend. The minority. Do something fun in your life. Yeah, that just goes to show how fun I am and how boring you guys are.
No, I'm living my best life.
Oh, look at this teapot.
Egg cups, Jade.
Ooh. Oh, yes, this is 17th century.
Funny. No, but it was really good. And it's still very dry out there, though.
Oh, yeah.
They still need rain. I know we've been getting rain here. I think we still have water restrictions, but, hey, go easy on it. The water, yeah. Just saying, because it's still not very good out in the outback.
Yeah, well, good stuff. Well, we're glad you're back, Jade.
Yeah,
I'm glad
you
had fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Doing the same old.
Same old, same old.
Different towns.
Jackson's in next with What's the Goss. What's on the way?
How can I follow that? There's a big pregnancy announcement. Also, too, Rebel Wilson's workout regime has gotten her into trouble. I'll let you know why.
Oh, very good. Thank
Looking
you, Jackson.
It.
It's 7:45. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
What's
Oh, juicy. What's the goss today? Producer Jackson, Nicki Minaj.
So she is a pregnant.
No.
Yeah, so
really?
She took to Instagram overnight and she just put up a photo with the yellow love heart with the hashtag preggers.
Get out.
Yeah, yes. So this comes after late last year. She, of course, retired from the music business. She said she wanted to focus on her family.
Aww, good on her.
She's doing it.
Yes.
Her dreams come true. Hang on, is she married?
No.
She's got a long-time partner.
Yeah.
She's married.
Kenneth.
She's glowing.
Kenneth Petty, his name is.
42 years old he is, and there's a lot of controversy around that man. We won't go into it, but one of her fans asks if she has morning sickness. She says, no throwing up, but a bit nauseous and peeing non-stop. What do you think this means, guys? LMAO.
Oh, I don't think I'd ever leave the house if I was pregnant because I hate having to pee, and then let alone having to look for a public toilet every 5 seconds are driving nuts.
I love that she's done a photo shoot. She looks very sexy.
Yes, she also looks heavily pregnant.
Heavily pregnant indeed.
I wouldn't say that would be too long until she's giving birth. A little Minaj.
She's
I wonder what
kept
the
that
first
a secret.
Word will be.
Yeah.
I'm Nicki Minaj's daughter.
I go with Gugu. Hey, yeah, just secretly on, quickly on pregnancies.
Oh, secrets.
Do you know who had a secret pregnancy that I didn't even know about?
Who?
Jessica Biel had a baby. Did you know that? Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake just had a baby in the last 5 days.
Oh, that means she would have been pregnant through all that cheating scandal.
Yes.
That's very sad.
Yes. Awkward. I had no idea she kept that a big secret.
How awkward for poor old Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Pregnant whilst her hubby's off cheating with another woman.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Also
terrible.
Too,
no good.
What's her name? The Australian rapper. She's blanked my mind.
Oh, Iggy Azalea.
Not very memorable. But, so she just announced her baby as well. Her and Nicki Minaj, mortal enemies. So I wonder how Minaj felt about that.
Oh.
Isn't it funny? I love these female rappers have all had children around similar ages. I mean, Cardi's got her kid buying her $500,000 bags. Nicki and Iggy.
I don't think rappers have longevity. Like, once they have a couple good albums and that's sort of it, they just sort of fade away and then...
Eminem?
Yeah.
No, Eminem.
Dr. Dre,
yeah, but he faded
Tupac.
Away. Yeah, they all fade away. Like
Snoop Dogg.
Their life may fade away, but their music does not.
Yeah,
music,
I think they're probably more successful than a lot of other artists.
Yeah, I think
but they haven't put out new albums in ages. Like, they just sort of disappear, and then it takes a while before new rappers come on the scene. Like, this Doja Cat, give her, like, 5 years, and then she'll ping off.
Well,
they all do.
Iggy faded out because she was a fraud.
That's true.
Was she?
Yeah, of course.
She's from Mullumbimby.
And she raps like she's from California.
She's not from the Bronx. And exactly. She doesn't even make sense. Hey, moving on to Rebel Wilson. So she's been in the gym. She wants to get down to 75 kilos, right?
Good on her.
Her latest workout, though, has caused a lot of backlash.
What's she doing?
She posted a video from Sydney Zoo, and the World Animal Protection Organization has condemned her because she picked up a wombat and just did 20 squats.
What?
Wow.
And posted it on her Instagram.
Good old Rebel.
She's
so,
a very Rebel Wilson
she's so
thing
cool.
to do, actually.
So the wombat was just waddling past.
I don't know how it came to be, but yeah, she just
surely.
Had this wombat in her hands doing squats, and the Protection Society's come out and said that they get quite nervous and distressed when being handled by humans.
Surely, though, the handlers at the zoo approved this.
Well, you'd assume that they know what
animal
they're doing.
Carrying.
That's fine,
wombats
right?
Wombats are super vicious, and they can run very fast.
Yeah, but if it's a friendly wombat, it's different. Like, if it's getting handled by a zookeeper day in, day out, a little bit different if it's a wild wombat.
And can I just say, kudos to Rebel Wilson, because I don't know if you've seen the video. Look it up. This wombat is the size of her.
No, they're huge.
It's huge.
Wombats are massive.
Yeah,
it's
are.
Just chilling as well. I'm not in the mind of a wombat. I don't know if it's distressed, but if Rebel Wilson picked me up and did some squats, I'd be fine with it.
Wombats are bigger than my dogs.
Yeah, well that's not hard.
Yeah. Your dogs are tiny.
Chihuahuas.
Like little salamis and legs.
Thank you, Jackson. It's 7:58 with the Novo sunny day ahead today. And after the news, we are talking, do you know someone with a bottomless stomach?
Think about it. 13:10:09.
Give us a ring. Prizes on offer at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Geez, in Jade's mind, we really have gotten close to lately. She just had a terrible suggestion.
Terrible.
She asked if Crevo and I would go and get a tattoo with her and get Roman numerals of 1053 tattooed on our bodies. Is that even possible?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Isn't it? Why?
There is no zero in Roman numerals.
There we go. So it'd be 153.
Hallelujah!
Which kind of defeats the purpose. But you could get it as 105.
No, it won't be happening.
And decimal. No. Okay. All right.
None of it is happening.
As if you're getting a new FM tattoo, Jack.
I just wanted to see if you guys would do it.
Well, now you've
and
got
then
your
answer. And then we're talking hypotheticals, and you said, oh, would you? And I said, well, only if I got a locked-in contract with a massive pay rise.
I love it.
Great. Next, though, 13:10:09, do you know someone with a bottomless pit stomach? The reason I bring this up, because I'm reading this interview of Jock, the judge from MasterChef. He said he basically can just eat non-stop. So right at the start of the competition, right, they've got maybe 20 contestants or 25 contestants. They all put up a dish. He said he would eat every single plate of food put in front of him and still be absolutely fine.
No, that's intense.
Really incredible, because all the other judges, they just have like a mouthful because they can't deal with it all. But he eats the lot.
What about you, Crevo? Do you have a bottomless stomach?
No, but my dad does.
Jade? I don't know. You have a cheeseburger meal and you're spent.
I'm full,
I would say I have a bottomless stomach.
Yeah?
You?
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a lot for me to get full.
My dad will have, like, a big plate of, like, rice and all the, you know, stir fry and everything, and everyone will be like, whoa, that's a lot. Then he'll fill it up again. And eat the same again, and he's absolutely fine.
And your dad's not fat, is he?
Skinny as.
Yeah, got quite lean.
Yeah.
God, that makes me sick.
Hollow
people
legs.
With great metabolism.
Duh. That is probably one of the things. You know what? If I had three wishes, high metabolism.
It would be one of them.
Yeah.
All right, well, 13:10:09, prizes on offer, Tim Tams and wine.
Yeah.
Do you know someone with a bottomless stomach, and what do they eat?
Maybe it's you. Maybe it's your partner or a family member, that sort of vibe.
Yeah, all right, very good. All right, right now, though. Maroon 5, Memories at New FM. Good morning. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM. Tops of 18 degrees, sunny in Maitland today. 13:10:09, wine and Tim Tams for free on offer. Do you know someone with a bottomless stomach?
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly.
Jock from MasterChef revealing he eats all 26 plates of food when they did the first rounds of tasting. Didn't even feel full.
Is he fat?
No, skinny as. He's skinny as a rake.
That's insane.
It's so jealous. Literally, I could go to the gym for a week, eat really well, and I'll have one big fat blowout meal and I'm done. Yeah. I can tell it's instantly back.
Yeah, well...
Just puff up like a pufferfish.
Exactly right.
What does that sound?
Do it again.
I don't know how I did it.
Yeah, that one. Hey, oh my God. So I've literally eaten so much junk in the last week. I went to Japanese in Sydney on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I had like that karage chicken.
Oh, karage.
Karage,
yeah.
Chicken. Of course, like I mispronounced it. Yep. Full of mayonnaise. I had a Wagyu steak. I had 10 dumplings. I had a beer. Oh. I also had the fried spring rolls.
How are you not having a heart attack? Well, that's a lot of food.
Bottomless stomach. I'm telling you, there's people out there with it. I've got this mate who he loves the like barbecuing,
mm-hmm.
and he did like the charcoal thing. He did two chickens, and we're like, oh, there's only four people. He ate most of one, and then the rest of us ate one.
Some men just, they need a lot of food, yeah. Hey.
That's true.
He's skinny as well.
Debbie, do you have a bottomless stomach?
Not me, but my husband and my son both have bottomless stomachs. My husband's 6'3" and weighs about 110 kilos and he's very solid and he could just eat anyone under the table. Any leftovers, he'll eat them. He could just, you know, he's got a never-ending appetite, but, you know, he does work out and all that kind of stuff too, so he does work it off.
How much do you spend on food a week?
Well, I lose count, actually. I try not to keep track of that food budget because I think I'd probably be shocked if I actually added it all up between the trips to Coles and Aldi and Woolworths and all the rest of it.
Wow.
Debbie, tell us the last meal that you remember him eating where you went, wow.
Oh, well, I remember going on a cruise in January and, well, cruises have buffets. And let me say, the buffet was his best friend.
Wow, so he's the sort of guy who's like, actually, sir, we're going to have to say no to you this time.
Yes, we're going to have to pull the plug.
Thank you, Debbie. Do you
thanks,
know,
Dem.
That actually, the Mex Club at Mayfield,
oh, yes, yeah.
They had that buffet before COVID.
And were you turned away?
That was the one place that filled the bottomless stomach.
Defeated you.
Yeah, I was sick when I left, let's just say that.
So there's a good tip for Debbie. When that reopens, take him straight there. Sort your food bill out.
To the Mex Club.
Oh, well, wine and Tim's Hams for you, Debbie. Thank you for your call.
And sorry in advance to the Mex Club for ruining your financials.
Yeah. Crevo. We don't usually pull you up on things, but today is the day.
Excellent.
What's happened?
Crevo always gives you crap for being a stinge.
Yeah.
When, in fact, he is actually Newcastle's biggest stinge himself.
Oh, cool. He's taken the ranks, hey?
He's done something at the markets recently which shocked and appalled me.
Yeah, you were very wound up. I told him this story, and I'll tell you all about it next, Jade. But basically, I got something for free, and it got Maddie really wound up.
Ooh. Because, you know, I hate it when you guys get things for free. No, I'm joking. I don't, actually. But this is too far.
Greedy, you said. Greedy!
8:16 at New FM. Good morning. The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8:24, Crevo. It's time for your intervention.
Yeah, that's right.
Not happy with you.
Yeah. Should I tell the story?
Tell the story.
Yes, because I don't know what happened.
So we went to the markets the other day, and you continue.
Yeah, so I had some friends visiting, and they were admiring one of our, like, handmade cutting boards that we have in the kitchen, like really nice timber, and it's just nicely
ooh
done.
La la, yeah. Millionaire Mark.
And
fancy cutting boards.
We went to the Sunday, like, farmers markets for a bit of, like, brunch on Sunday, and we're like, oh, that's where we got the cutting board from. They're like, oh, let's go have a look, right? Our friends, they wanted to go and buy one for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're admiring them and having a look, and then they picked one, and... we were chatting to the guy and he remembered when we bought one and I was like, hey, you gonna give us a deal? And he's like, oh, no, the prices are fixed. I was like, all right, fair enough. What about you throw in a couple of, like, your coasters that you've made here?
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, they're a bit, they're a bit difficult to make. He's giving us some sort. I'll give you a discount on them. And I was like, all right, what else can you give us for free instead? And
he went, Crevo, you didn't.
Yeah, and then he gave us a couple of mini cutting boards, which are great for like a little cheese or something.
First of all, no, shame. No, give me that bell.
Shame.
That's
terrible.
Don't get that bell because you two are as bad as each other.
I'm not like that. That's next level. That's shameful.
I beg to differ. No leg to stand on over there, Jade.
Yes,
you
I do.
You too. Crevo, I tell you right now.
Yeah.
During these times, here is this man trying to make a dollar at a market.
I brought him more customers.
With handmade products that he puts his time and effort into.
Hooked him up.
And you're denigrating his work by saying, just give me a couple of those coasters, which clearly took him a long time to make.
I said, could you throw in a couple? Come on.
You brought one customer. What did your friend buy again?
Big cutting board, cheese
board.
How much
was it?
They're probably 100 bucks. Yeah, still.
Yeah, as if you wouldn't get a freebie if you could get one.
Give me crap, but the thing is, I'm not sinking to that level where you keep heckling until you get something. 100%.
Let's talk about Reese from MasterChef when you liked every single, over 30 photos on his Instagram, so he made you a MasterChef quality birthday.
No. You're hamming that up for radio, and that's okay.
How many pictures did you like?
You can like people's photos on Instagram if they're amazing.
Jade. How many pictures?
We'll say
did
20.
You like?
We'll just go with the number 20.
In order for you to get a what?
A birthday cake.
Four?
For me.
Free. Yeah. Thank you.
No.
Both as bad as each other.
No, I'm not like that. That's terrible.
Couple of mini cutting boards.
You two can sit over there
says
in your
no,
corner.
You just let it go. You just kept going.
Reese said no too.
Yeah, and then
he didn't.
That was a big
how
pause.
How awkward. The pair of you. Crevo, support local
Matthew,
business.
No, how many free feeds do you get from around here?
Do you know what I get? I get free feeds from New FM, from the radio station's dollar. I don't care about that. You guys taking people's business away from
them. I brought them more customers.
I'm not taking business away at all.
What do I get for free? It. Nothing.
Love. You get my love.
News
how's
time
that feel?
Next. Let's leave that here. 8:27.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
Denovos.
Denovos.
UFM.
Oh, MasterChef finale last night. We've got to talk more about it.
We do because I know nothing about it.
I'll fill you in because I've been watching pretty closely. Some things I sort of expected to happen. And do you right there, Jade?
I was just moving a couple things around.
Nothing like a noisy movement just when we turn the microphone on.
Number three today. MasterChef, what a shock. I did watch it last night. It was a nail-biting finale.
It was, and it really got, like...
Jay!
Is that your stomach?
No, that was me going, like a nail.
Anyway, we're getting off track. Last night on the show, I loved it because this season has just been so good. They've reinvented the show. I love the new judges. Yeah. I love the food this season. They've done an incredible job. And Amelia, of course, walked away with the title.
The big money. And she was pretty stoked. But, of course, tough because they're best mates.
You really disliked Amelia.
I just wanted Laura to win more.
Yeah, well, she shouldn't have put that wattle seed in the chocolate crumb. Nobody likes wattle seed.
Well, I'm going to have to find out all about this wattle seed biz in a sec.
Yeah, we'll give you the full recap in a minute.
All right, very good. Right now, Tones and I, Bad Child at New FM. It's 8:36. Good morning. Tones and I, Bad Child at 105.3 New FM. Chilly one this morning. Tops of 15 degrees in Maitland today. And, of course, the MasterChef finale last night.
I've been waiting for this moment for 10 years. And now I'm back.
Oh, what a season it's been.
I know, it's been huge.
Goosebumps. You still get goosebumps from that. I never was really big into the show, but even I can feel the emotion.
Absolutely. And look, you know, it was a huge finale. Like you said before, Maddie, absolute nail biter. I did want Laura to win but unfortunately she made some crucial mistakes.
So tell me quickly about Laura for those who don't know.
Yeah, so Laura, like, at the start she didn't, like, have my support because she just cooked pasta the whole time and just became a bit known as that. But then she switched it up, ditched the pasta and started making other food, and she was amazing. Just a really nice, genuine person. I got to like her.
Yeah, so Laura and Amelia, who were in the final two last night, they were actually in the final three together 6 years ago in season six.
Yeah. So okay.
They got to finally cook together, best friends.
What a nice moment for them.
The thing is, though, the reason I didn't like Laura to begin with is because after she left MasterChef, she went to work in Jock, the judge's restaurant.
Yeah.
And Jock is known for, like, real, like, authentic Australian ingredients. So, like, wattle seed and, like, you know, like all the, gum leaves.
Yeah, there's all this sort of stuff. Like, well, they thought Davidson plum and there's all these, like, native grasses and stuff that they turn into these different ingredients.
Wow.
So
that's
thought there was some favouritism happening.
Right. But it obviously didn't turn out that way because she didn't win.
So Amelia won.
Yeah. Laura had some really bad luck. She got a really bad burn across her whole palm. She picked up a pot that had been heating caramel.
Oh.
And they had to call the nurses on. They poured cream all over it, bandaged it up, put a glove on it as well. That's how you knew it was really bad. She was cooking with this big old surgical glove so you couldn't see how bad it was.
Yuck.
You could see her just, like, trying to get through the pain. And then, yeah, made this crucial mistake.
Left
the fridge open, the freezer open, and her ice cream melted.
Why wouldn't anyone point that out? They're not allowed to?
Well, it's a competition.
Yeah, it's a sort of a competition. And
it's still a reality show at the end of the day.
I'd say, $250,000 on the line.
You always tell someone, hey, your fridge door's open.
Yeah.
You know what? Poor thing, though, Laura came second in her own season.
That's right. So she's come second twice now, which is absolutely gutting. Because you get like 20 grand, I think.
She'll be right. She'll get like, look, 20 grand's better than nothing. And what about this Amelia chick? What did she get?
$250,000 in the trophy.
Starting up her own restaurant, you reckon?
100%.
She's expanding her current business. Yeah. She also gets a book deal.
Yeah, that's right. So if you win, you really win, and second place is very little because they've been there for bloody months cooking away and just being on TV.
Oh, well, congratulations to Amelia.
Oh, absolutely. Look, and, you know, there were people in there who I didn't want to win, and Amelia's all right, but we preferred Laura.
I'm glad Ranald didn't walk away with the win.
Was he in top three, was he?
Yeah, top three, too cocky. He walked away with 20K as well.
Weirdly, though, he's obviously the king of desserts, right? He's got a dessert restaurant and everything. Got beaten on a dessert.
Yeah.
Which you would have been fuming about.
I'd be filthy.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, thanks for that recap.
Yeah.
But, guys, I'll tell you about a little bit of a scandal that happened on my holiday, by the way.
Scandal.
There was a theft where I was staying. So I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Okay, 8:43, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Miley Cyrus, Mark Ronson, of course. Good luck to all the kiddies going back to school, of course, this week.
Yeah,
term three, great. I believe now.
Yeah, the bell's about to go quick. Soon. Very good. Parents rejoicing all round.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Right now, though, Jade, you're in trouble because there was a bit of a scandal at the hotel that you stayed at because they accused you of stealing a Monopoly peg.
Oh, my God.
Terrible. Shame.
It was a fancy hotel you were staying at. Wasn't it full of antiques and the Queen's carpet? That was her personal bedroom. Yes.
The old dusty carpet.
All right, so it's Stanham House at Newcastle, and they're actually at Tenterfield.
Yeah,
and they're very, very, very nice place to stay. Okay, and the service, I have to say, was very good.
How much was it per night?
To be honest with you, there's different rooms. Right. I think there's one for like, I think there was like a $200 room, $150 and $100.
So which one did you get?
$100.
On the new FM account?
Yeah. No.
On the credit card.
$100. But,
get you some tools.
Which is quite reasonable on the road, staying in a nice place like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cheap, $50 each, you know. So anyway, we've stayed at this beautiful house. And like you said, there's like rooms. They've got chains on them in the two lower rooms as you walk in.
Hey.
Oh.
Not like that.
Exciting.
But so you can look in, but you're not. You can look into the rooms, but you can't go through, obviously, because the chains.
Well, that's for the special guests.
For the antiques.
So it's like a museum, is it?
Can I tell my story? Please?
I don't know. I'm having fun derailing it.
Anyway, so it's full of antiques.
Yeah.
The guy said to me the next morning, he said, oh, can you please show me the Queen's carpet from Buckingham Palace in the morning? Love a tour. He's like, yeah, sure. So anyway, we're doing the tour and Ben and I are sitting on this nice old antique lounge, which is donated by the original owners. And he's there with the picture and then he goes, oh, excuse me a minute. And he runs off sort of like with our camera. So slightly and looks out the window and he was just saying, he's like, oh, I thought it was the police. And I was like, oh, okay. So is everything okay? He's like, oh, we had a theft here last night. And you instantly feel guilty, like you've done something wrong because you stayed there the night.
It feels like an episode,
So what was stolen?
So it turns out it wasn't the Monopoly piece, but it was a teddy bear. So apparently it was like this 100-year-old teddy bear. And I said to him, oh, wow, like who would have taken that? He said, well, there was a family staying here with kids.
Oh.
So anyway, he starts quizzing us on items in the antique room. He's like, oh, this is from, you know, the royal family in Germany. How much do you think this was? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, because I'm thinking, is he quizzing us in case?
To see how good your knowledge is on antiques.
On antiques. I started feeling the pressure. Yeah. Anyway, he points at this Monopoly set and he goes, oh, how much do you reckon this is? I said, oh, I don't know, $1,500. $7,000. So it was like this gold authentic Monopoly set.
Are we ringing him up?
Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, the kids nicked off with the teddy bear and had to bring it back.
How terrible.
Their parents didn't apparently know that they hijacked the teddy bear, which happens.
God, hey, great service. Feels like an episode of like that Cluedo board game. You know, was the antique
the house
teddy
to
bear
boot as well?
Like, the antique teddy bear stolen in the library with the candlestick.
Stolen.
It was the pressure anyway.
So what happened?
It wasn't
in the
us.
End?
Well, they called.
They inspect your
so
bags.
The police came.
Well, I think they came after we left because
filling out the report.
Yeah,
photos of you. They
not
take
of
photos
us,
just to be sure.
That poor little the kids would have gotten in big trouble. I can only imagine because you're halfway down on the road to an hour down. Parents have to turn around and come back.
They didn't call the parents first,
like the other guests.
Well, probably.
Get the police.
We woke up late, so probably, you know,
we're pretty
interrogated
sure, we're
all
pretty
of us
sure
in the antique room, quizzing us on how much all the antiques were.
We're pretty sure
but
it's
anyway.
The young blonde lady. Quick,
listen
call
to
the cops.
This. Listen to the description of Stanham House. So up Jade's alley. Historic Stanham
it's
House.
Great place. Don't get me wrong. I loved it.
It's the perfect venue for your next event. There is a range of delightfully decorated rooms which can be booked. Funny that. Each featuring its own fireplace. This historic setting provides innumerable locations for unique photographs from within the exquisitely decorated rooms to the delightful gardens where statues nestle amongst the New English foliage, making Stanham House ideal for a film and photography set.
Yeah, okay, we get it.
But, picture your wedding marquee erected on the tennis court with your guests relaxing in the surrounding gardens.
I like that you get posher and posher the more you read.
I'm just joshing with you, Jade.
I know, but it was a nice place.
Good. So you recommend it?
Stanham House. Highly recommend it. Just be careful.
If you like being accused of theft, it's a Stanham House.
Just be careful what your kids are taking, that's all. They might slip something in their bag and get in trouble by the police.
The cops very will good. Be called on.
Oh, I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
I've criticised Stanham House.
That
sorry,
was
Jade.
Can't send that off now.
It's just a joke. 105 commercial free kicking off next with Jackson. Hello.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey.
Green Day's ditched me. They're not coming to Australia in November anymore.
Oh, sorry, man.
Which is expected, right? But, you know, a boy like me holds out hope. Wake me up when September ends.
Love
wake
that
me
song.
Up when November ends.
Great
I'm agree
video.
Through that.
I love good the video, video for this song. It's really good.
I find Billy Joel Armstrong very attractive for an emo man.
Even now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Terrible actor.
I'll have to do a Google.
This is brand new stuff from the Veronicas.
I like their new song.
I love the Veronicas.
I think it's good.
NASA came on the show yesterday, slammed them, and said that the only reason they got signed That's was because right. their father was an executive at Sony Music.
Really?
He's claiming to be involved in all that industry too, which I
had no
idea.
Still questioning that one.
Yeah, I want to see verification of that before I believe it.
Yeah. They haven't been kicked off a flight in a while, too, because they're grounded. RIP. Also, too, my man Dean Lewis.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you, Jackson.
Excellent. Thanks, Jackson.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. It's kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.